Mike Goldstein is a local business owner. You know him as Mr. Capital City Pedicabs. He's going to be with me in the first hour, so you want to stay tuned for that. And then in the second hour, more local with the new 76ers, a rebroadcast of their appearance on their show some time ago, but a great conversation and some great music. Stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done.
In 1945, Jack Widen started a glass company in Tallahassee. Now, over 70 years and three generations later, it's still working every day, doing just as Jack wanted, giving his customers real solutions for replacing window glass, providing custom cut mirrors, and supplying superior bath and shower enclosures. Local building contractors know Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. They prefer Widen because of their precision and mastery of eye-catching storefront glass and countertop glass. It's a fact. When you choose Widen Glass, you're working with real glass people who will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. It's what Jack Widen wanted, and it's been the Widen way of doing business for over 70 years. Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945. Call Widen Glass today or visit them online, 850-222-5781 or widenglass.com.
Once again, to gather around the campfire here at Tallahassee Talks, where you and I can have conversation with some of the folks that make this town what it is, why it is, how it is. Mike Goldstein is one of those folks. He and his dad started this company many years ago. We're going to find out what's been going on. Now, it's been 10 years in the making. Capital City Pedicabs, they're called. And I do that with him on your behalf, frankly, because I think when you and I begin to look into the lives of our fellow Tallahasseans, many of whom have taken that path. You know, Ron Goldstein worked for the state of Florida for many years and started this company, which now his son Michael operates in total. And doing, by all accounts, doing a fine job of it, and kudos to the Goldsteins for having put this thing on there on the map. And it's not an easy kind of business to begin with. Business itself, being in business, and if you're like me, you've done that, and maybe you're still doing that, and you know, no matter how long it's been, if it's 5, 10 years, maybe it's 25. Or like our friends at Widen Glass, they started in 45, so that makes it 76 years, is that right? Yeah. They've been at it, three generations. And when you talk to people at ground level, I'll say, who are involved in these sort of enterprises on a day-to-day, the kind of tenacity that requires, the constant struggle with all of the aspects of the business that most of these folks that I'm talking about, and again, you may be one of them, they don't have a bank of employees. They have maybe 5 or 10 people in the company with them, if that. They don't have a major law firm backing them up. They don't have, 3 or 4 people in their HR department dealing with all the regulations regarding personnel, environmental concerns, taxes, business fees, all of that sort of stuff, the operational costs, the management costs. It's staggering. It is staggering. Then you actually get to talk about creating or providing the product or service that you purport to provide, those things that you've set out to do. This notion that people who make great cupcakes many times are the least capable of being in business making cupcakes. So there's that sort of disparity sometimes between your individual talents that may have a lot to do with your creativity or ingenuity, the concept that you bring to bear, and not knowing whether, in fact, there is a viable market for that product or service. Well, that's kind of where Ron Goldstein and Mike Goldstein were 10 years ago. I mean, they had seen this done in other cities, major cities, New York particularly, and other places. Will that actually work here in Tallahassee? I mean, it's been a trial, and it remains a trial. And if when you listen to Mike talk about it, you'll find out that, you know, there's still a lot of passion there. There's still a lot of commitment. And this is a guy who not only gets out there and peddles these cabs right along with his employees. He's the one that's showing up at all these various marketing events, networking opportunities, shaking hands, you know, whatever he has to do, putting up the banners. That's how it goes. And again, many of you who are doing that have done that. Man, I'm preaching to the choir, aren't I? But it's the celebration of that that I want to point to. And I think, in fact, when we look at how businesses go about connecting with one another, we hope and we expect that local organizations, chambers of commerce particularly, and other networking groups, that they will somehow provide us that kind of resource. And they purport to do so on a regular basis, that this is what they're all about. I think that's what when you talk to somebody like Mike Goldstein, you find out it's been a bit confusing. There's been a great deal of mixed messaging going on. You know, you say you're local, but yet when it comes to holding a conference out of town, well, that's another topic altogether. I'll give you my two cents worth here. I think that we have to keep in mind any of these organizations are, in fact, private organizations, no less than a country club or a church or a charity. I mean, and they are there to serve their particular agenda. Their objectives are focused on the needs of their members. Now, as a member, you can certainly say, well, you know, is that a fair distribution of resource? Because am I getting the same sort of opportunities that the guy who is making 10 times what I'm making or has the position within the organization that he does, am I getting a fair shake? Man, I mean, that's decent, and that's a reasonable question. And that's where I think Mike Goldstein's coming from is, look, I know I'm the little guy down here working peddling my little tushy off. He's in great shape, too, by the way, as a result. But then again, what is it that we are doing as a community beyond these individual organizations, which, as I say, are free to do as they see fit? I mean, you know, if you want to have your conference in Juneau, Alaska. But the question remains, from a management point of view and from a member services point of view, how many of those folks are unable to attend, frankly, because of the cost and maybe because of the inconvenience? If you're Mike Goldstein, no, you can't take away 3 or 4 days and head out of town. I mean, if it were in town, he'd be happy enough to be able to drop in from day to day for a portion of the day. So I suppose the question is then, as Tallahassee goes, whether it's city, county, even multi-county emphasis, what are we doing that accommodates even the startups among us? And when you point to something like Domi Station, in concept, what a great idea. But how many years has Domi been in operation and we still have one Domi Station and it's funded through the county? Okay, well, what happened to the idea of multiplying that idea and even moving it not just in terms of those that are startups, but how about businesses that are in operation but could use more of that opportunity, would have access to more resources? And how is that going to be funded? I'm not giving you answers here. I'm asking questions about what we do as a community to make sure that local really does mean local. And if we are committed to our growth as a community, it isn't just a top-down by any means. It really is this bottom-up experience. And that's what we're talking about today at Tallahassee Talks.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Hi, I'm Melissa Bruner, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with all of you about Tallahassee Prepared in this segment of today's broadcast. You know that Tallahassee Talks is one of those media partners with Tallahassee Prepared, which is this annual campaign, and in that regard is year-round focused on the preparedness of us all, helping us stay prepared for severe weather, because it's not a season, it's an attitude. And we're fortunate enough that we have this team of local businesses, emphasizing local here today. Widen Glass, our presenting sponsor for this year's Prepared campaign, along with Truck and Car Concepts over there on Mahan Drive, Joe Doty and Company. Wow, there's a guy who started with, back in Orlando, he started with a pressure washer and a van. And he was going around doing mobile detailing and cleaning cars and window tinting and stuff. And I mean, he was, I want to say he was in his late teens maybe when he started this, and just kept working without a whole lot of helping hands. But he made it work in Orlando and then moved his business up here to Tallahassee and has become one of Tallahassee's premier businesses. It's fair to say, they say, Truck and Car Concepts is the market leader for aftermarket truck and car accessories. So be sure you stop in today and thank them for sponsoring Prepared Severe Weather Guide. You'll find us at TallahasseePrepared.com. Again, Tallahassee Talks and Moose Magnificat, we're in this thing together, along with Lamar Advertising, media partners we are. And our good friends at Capital City Gutter, yeah, they're doing their part. Tony Kelly Heating and Air, Tony Kelly Company's been around forever. And Sellers Tile over there on Capital Circle Northeast, Tommy Tharp and his team. Man, I'll tell you, these are some of the best businesses in town, a good example of what it means to be local, to be committed to the local scene. And I shouldn't leave out of that list Mahan Animal Clinic there on Mahan Drive. Scott Pliskin, Dr. Scott Pliskin, veterinarian. It's all good. If you talk to Pliskin, he's the guy who's going to give you the pointers you need about your pets. You know, all the times we're thinking about, okay, what is it that we need to do for Mom or for Uncle Jerry? If we're going to have to leave the house for a period of time, you're prepared for that. Well, what about kids and pets? you know, the special needs of these more dependent folks among us. And here's, this is directly from the website. And by the way, you can download your free copy of the Prepared Severe Weather Guide right there. It comes to you as a PDF and you can save it or print it out. It's full of all kinds of helpful resources, information gathered from various sources, all of it designed to keep you informed and prepared, including emergency resources, Leon County, state, city, emergency management resources that you can, you know, speed dial. You put it in your phone, man. Here's a word from Mahan Animal Clinic. Be sure that your pets are up to date on their vaccinations and have proof of those vaccinations on hand. Many shelters may require proof of these vaccines, so make sure that you have copies stored in a waterproof container. Have you been noticing of late the flash flooding that occurred? Right. So, uh-oh, you know, you go into your file cabinet and, you know, you got a foot of water. Right. So make sure that those kinds of documents that are critical to your well-being are protected in some fashion. A waterproof container is a good idea. And be able to take them with you, right? So that's important. Keep a collar with your pet's ID and have a leash on hand. There's all kinds of helpful things here. Pet shelters will be filled on first-come, first-served basis. Be sure you call ahead and to determine then the availability. If you do not need to evacuate, bring your pets indoors well in advance of the storm and reassure them and help them remain calm. Yeah, especially cats and dogs are not fond of thunder and lightning, not any more than you and I. Although we can sort of rationalize, we know what it is, and they don't. They just know that a really big noise sounds very scary. So we can reassure our pets and help them stay focused and calm, and just maintain contact with them during those severe thunderstorms that roll through Tallahassee, yes, throughout the year. Emergency pet shelters are located around the area, and you can find them designated at the American Red Cross or the County Emergency Operations Center. And that's a great way of making sure you know which one of those facilities is nearest you. Let's not leave out the idea that kids also need a lot of reassurance. High winds, severe thunderstorms, man, intense anxiety and fear, particularly true if family members or friends were injured and the child is aware of that. So you have that as an additional level of concern. A child's distress may manifest itself in a lot of different ways, including nightmares or a fear of going to sleep. Could be even acting out, unusual outbursts, tantrums, or they may withdraw. They may become very solitary. Any divergence from their normal pattern of behavior is a good sign. Best thing to do is talk it out with them. If you're caring for your children in this way, you can help them alleviate emotional consequences of trauma. Be available and encourage older kids, especially, to ask questions that they may have. Don't tell them to just, you know, not worry about it. No. We want to get them talking about the things that are causing them most concern and anxiety. It helps reduce confusion and anxiety related to the trauma in question or the circumstances that they're experiencing at that time. Physical touch is always appropriate. Holding your kids, and I don't care whether they're 2 years old or 20 years old. Heck, you know, I've got adult children and, you know, sometimes they just need a hug. So there you go. Keep regular schedules for activities such as their normal routine of eating and playing and all that, going to bed. Try to maintain a sense of normalcy as well as you can in spite of whatever circumstances you may be facing. All of this information and a whole lot more is available to you. It's called TallahasseePrepared.com. Again, brought to you and presented to you by Wooden Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass on South Monroe, now celebrating 76 years of service, started in 1945. Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive, Sellers Tile on Capitol Circle Northeast, Tony Kelly Heating and Air out there on Tharp Street, and our good friends at Capital City Gutter. You can find them online at capitalcitygutter.com. Folks, you stay with me. I've got more coming up with Mike Goldstein right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Super Signs. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Super Signs is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Super Signs. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Super Signs does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Super Signs is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Super Signs is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever? I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah.
Oh, baby, Mike Goldstein is a Tallahassee local who took over Capital City Pedicabs from his dad back in 2018. This is the town where he grew up, and in his own words, he cares too much about Tallahassee to not pursue this interest. And it's called Capital City Pedicabs for a very distinct reason, because, in fact, this is the one and only pedicab service that provides transportation of a pedaled nature from one destination to one destination from another. In fact, Capital City Pedicabs is a great example of what local business is really all about. And so let's welcome Mike Goldstein to the broadcast. How are you, Mike?
Good. How are you, Brian? Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. I like the shirt. It says, "Are you bike curious?" And then the subtext, the tag is, "Just keep pedaling." I remember the early days.
As do I.
When you're, no doubt, you have the scars to prove it. Clearly, you've got the T-shirt. The trophies will come later, I suppose. But I remember when you and your dad and I finally sat down to talk about this. Oh, it was 2016, 17,
sounds
somewhere
right, yeah.
There. And the whole notion of taking this to a business level, right? Mm-hmm. It's one thing to have a kind of weekend novelty thing,
right?
But to make it a viable business, that was the real challenge, wasn't it?
It still is.
Yeah. And in that respect, you've gone through a lot of changes, right? It's not quite the same as it was when you started.
I took my dad's idea and kind of molded it to my own now. We've had a few things over the years. We've gotten some good resources and gone through classes with different organizations in town. So it's been cool to kind of take what I've learned and kind of made it my own now.
I got you. I remember, too, one of the considerations in looking at other cities around the country that offer these kinds of services, a lot of those are on level ground.
Yeah, we only have those in Tallahassee. It's a little fun to get this experience those firsthand now.
I mean, I've been thinking of some of those stories that you've been able to retell for me from the days gone by, when you're downtown and you're there on Adams and you got to go up or down College Avenue, and I'm your next fare. I'm the next guy.
I'm hoping you're downhill at that point. Is my best hope from that one.
The other part of that for you as a business model was to figure out what the pricing was going to look like, and how that would affect popularity, I suppose, or consumability.
Yeah, it's crazy you hit 10 years next year, which congrats to you on that, by the way. I know you hit that earlier this year, I believe, right?
That's true. Thank you.
Yeah. We first started as a tip-based service, and when you're tip-based, you don't get tips sometimes. So you kind of learn from that to adapt to a flat rate plus tip, and it's going to be getting a little better with that now.
So the flat rate makes it clear this yeah. one's going to cost you. For, and is that true regardless of the length of the
Yeah, so we'll set it up for like 5 to 20, depending on where they're going, as a flat plus the tips, and that way it's set you. In stone right when they ask. And
yeah.
when you say tips, that's pretty open-ended at that point, too. Yeah. So.
I think that that's a healthy turn of events there for you. When you think about some of the technologies that have come into play, right? Because I remember when you first started, too.
It was mostly cash-based, which yeah. we learned now over the years. A lot of these kids and even like clients for advertising
right.
and stuff,
right.
they use apps, which is great because right. you can use Venmo, Cash App, invoice yeah. by card. Even with still take checks, but like a lot of these things have become over the years.
And that was a security risk. You know, you're out yeah. there at 10 o'clock at night and you're rolling around.
Oh, you're being very nice. I'm out till 2 a.m. sometimes.
Bringing somebody from here to there mm-hmm. and you got a wad of cash.
That's not safe.
That is not a cool thing. But now you really have the ability to say, look, we're secure. I was down in South Florida during the summer and I wanted to rent a bunch of beach umbrellas for my family and yep. some stuff. So I walked up to this guy, and he's got his little keypad there, mm-hmm. took the card, did the chip, done. And the receipt showed up in my email
all right,
immediately.
So it went through, and you're good to go. You got umbrellas. Yeah.
So problem solved at yep. a technological level. There still comes the physical part of this,
right.
unless any of us forget. Oh, yeah, it's called
pedicabs
for a reason.
It's a pedal cab. It's not a pedicure. There's a lot of words that can go with that word, but yeah, if people forget, like when I'm out at night and they've been having a few too many, oh, take me from here to here. I'm like, no, that's
not how
work.
It works. Yeah.
They forget, like, what they think is a distance in their head is not the distance it is, and it's just
true to that, do you have certain routes that are standard, or does everybody get to pick where they want to go next?
So we'll stick to, like, if there's an event downtown, we'll do downtown for, like, chain of parks and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but when it's just a normal day, we'll do campus FSU during the week, get kids to class, college town, Gain Street.
So there are these routes, yeah. and that's the route.
Yeah, we've established these routes, and people still don't understand sometimes, but we're trying to be more clear about it.
How many vehicles do you have in service?
We have 4 at work and 6 total, so we're getting the other 2 worked on, but we have 3 on a good day that are out and about.
Yeah. And so that means you've got a group of peddlers or drivers that yep. are doing this for you. How does that work? How do you recruit those people that are going to be your employees?
Well, before COVID, we had job fairs in person, so it was a lot easier back then.
Yeah.
But now we've just been kind of out and about and just being visible, gets people to look and see and kind of
right.
intrigue about it. So we work
right.
with folks like CareerSource and the Career Center on campus. So we do utilize our networking skills to find people, but it was a lot easier to find them when it was in person.
For that, is there a kind of protocol? I mean, you set out to find a certain type of person, obviously somebody who is physically capable of doing the work.
So the best way, I think I talked about this last time, is the best way to describe it is part tourism, part hospitality, part customer service, and part fitness all rolled into one.
Yeah.
Because it's a 4-part thing, or if you're just wow. one of the 4, it's not really best fit for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the mix of those 4 elements that make the good driver really get out there and make it happen.
You know, one of the things that we've talked about too is the fact that as a local business, you have demonstrated for a lot of people what it means to take an idea,
mm-hmm.
bring it to fruition, and then muscle that thing forward. How do you move past the conceptualization and you have all of your equipment purchased, you've got
yep.
your business plan.
Well, props to my dad. He started all that, so you can't leave him mm-hmm. out of the picture. But
right.
Ron started the whole thing almost 10 years ago, just out of right. an idea from a right. family trip, and he's enjoying
it. I remember that. He was out in Denver, I think.
We took a trip to New York first, and
yeah.
then he did research after that. But
yeah.
that's kind of how, when Gain Street started getting revitalized, he was on that committee at first. And
I got
so
you.
It all comes full circle now, because that's my main area I'm in. But it's just crazy that all this came from an idea that was, everyone else in the community thought we were crazy for doing this, and
right.
somehow we're still here.
Going back to this idea as a local business owner and you working within the confines of this community, how would you describe your experiences? Have they been favorable? Has it been the
not
kind
always,
of
not
really?
Always yeah was, we've had
awesome.
Some so we've been through a few hoops and hurdles over the years, city, chambers, county, schools, just anything, scooters, COVID, take your pick. But we've had a few things along the way that have kind of we've had to jump through and around to get to where we are now.
Tell me about that. When you think about some of the hoops you've had to jump through with the city or with the county.
We had to be classified as a vehicle, or not a vehicle, but as a bicycle. So we went in front of the commission as and actually voted all unanimously. But basically, we go by the state statutes of the bicycle law instead of being called a vehicle, because if we do eventually get a motor, that might be a gray area. Right. But by the city's ruling, we are actually a bicycle, not a car or a vehicle.
I got you. So since you're pedal powered,
right? We're not motorized,
so then you're really subject to those governances having to do with
bicycles. And so we can go on a sidewalk, bike lanes.
I got you.
And now we got through with FSU. We're actually a official transportation option online as well. So that was, we got to get through that a couple years ago. Law enforcement loves us, which is awesome. So they refer us for rides sometimes too. And then we've also gotten through when the scooters first got here. Those, you know, those rental scooters that everyone loves to figure out when they're figuring that part out.
They're a challenge.
Well, I found a way to profitize off of it. When they first came out, the kids were trying to find the scooters, and they had me hired to take them to a scooter. So I made more money off the damn things as a tip to get them to the scooter. So stuff like that's been fun.
It's called Capital City Petty Cabs. We're talking with the owner, Mike Goldstein. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks. I've got more. Stay with me.
Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Mike Goldstein. I know part of that is this whole idea of supporting local business. And by the word, by using the word support, that can take on a lot of different meanings, a lot of different applications, I'd say. When you think of a local chamber of commerce supporting you, what does that mean to you?
A handshake of more than just a dues-paying member. You want to get what you put into it out of it. So if I'm going to put our company's money and effort and time into a chamber membership, I want to know, make sure I'm getting my ROI out of it from being a member for
And you've been, years. I think you've said this, that you're a member of several chambers
so,
of commerce, huh?
This year, I just joined, in addition to being Tal Chamber, which we were in from the beginning, we joined the Capital City, Big Bend Minority, and Wakulla, just because it makes sense to be able to.
So you
to
love everybody. You're not, we're not.
I'm an equal opportunity offender is what it is.
We're not going to be discriminatory based on the name of the chamber. But in those capacities, in those settings, have you been able to find a kind of the kind of support, going back to this
idea, I made connections from the members that I wouldn't have made without being part of those chambers, so I can't fault them for that. It's just been great to meet people that I wouldn't normally meet outside of my individual circles, so it does help in that regard.
Right. Do you find that there is a kind of disparity sometimes between the notion of being a local business and whether the chamber itself, the organization, is supporting local business?
It comes down to money and levels of membership sometimes, because you can see through the hierarchy of, like, if you're going to pay an amount, you'll get more out of what you get. So as a tier one member and a general member of the others, I'm just a basic bottom of the heap type of member, but that doesn't always mean good or bad. It just means like you get more out of what you put into it, I guess. So it's just a matter of.
It has been said that small business is the backbone of the American economy, and I don't disagree with that idea. I think in your case, it's more than just the backbone.
The legs, the arms, the gears, the wheels, the whole thing.
This is total commitment, man. Yeah. This is fully engaged commitment. And at the same time, when you think about those organizations that are supportive of local business, sometimes it hurts my feelings when I see organizations not catering to more directly local businesses. If they're holding an event outside of the community, if they're...
What kind of event?
Oh, like a conference, you know, or something of that kind.
Sure.
So I'm thinking of the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce.
Their annual retreat, they have at the...
They came under some criticism earlier in the year because there were people among them, the Jeremy Matlow, Commissioner Matlow, yeah. was talking about, well, wait a minute now, why are we conducting city business
right.
In a context that is not fully transparent?
Well, I'd really not bad to think 3 years ago myself about the economic side of it, because if you're spending that money for a weekend away, there's businesses here that could use that support, and it's also the last weekend before school starts, so it's going to be like the last hurrah before it gets busy again.
Right. I guess for you as the business owner here, and you're wearing all the hats, you know, you're the marketing guy, and you're the networking guy, and you're the salesperson,
HR, everything.
You're doing everything. Yep. So when you think about those investments, and here we're picking on the idea of chamber membership, and there are other organizations, how do you decide where you're going to put your money, even at the outset of that? Is it always just a kind of roll of the dice? Or?
Well, we give a lot to nonprofits we believe in, so like Hang Tough Foundation, City Walk Urban Mission, groups like that we work with a lot. They just seem to be, when it's noble, worthy causes, I'm not going to not give what I can at that point.
There is that idea, isn't there, that people remember what you did to help them out.
Yep.
And I think that's a smart thought. I mean, creating goodwill among us. And
it's a lost art form these days sometimes. People forget about it.
It is, isn't it? I mean, I think about that. You have given sizably. Our company has done so with a lot of charitable groups. And it not only is it good for the organization, but it's really good for us, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, it feels good, warm fuzzies, good for the heart. But
The morale going.
That too, yeah.
You brought a banner with you, and I'm eyeing this banner over here.
Yeah, so the story behind the banner I brought is, funny enough, we need to update it for when we do have events to go table at, which I did one today. But the one I got it for was a job fair that got virtual because of COVID. So I'm trying to find a use for this thing now, and it's kind of crazy. So we have pictures with athletes, community leaders, events we've been at, just different things around the town that kind of encompasses what 10 years means to us, because there's Northside, Cascades Park, Southside, like different events that we just have been a part of over the years, and it captures the essence of what we really do throughout the year.
You're a Tallahassee native. You graduated from Lincoln High School.
Well, actually, I'm a transfer to Sale, which people forget. So
is that right?
Funny. Yeah, I had some stuff go on, so junior year I went to Sale, and so I'm a Trojan and a Pirate, I guess.
There you go. That's quite appropriate, it seems to me, because you have such a diverse way of approaching life and business. That diversity, does it help you now to appreciate individualities and diversities?
So I was actually raised on the north side of town, and I live in Midtown, and so it's kind of crazy, and I do business on the south side and campus, so I've kind of encompassed the whole city we have as one Tallahassee, and it's just insane to see the ups, downs, perils of what we go through.
Well, that was another part of my thinking here, what it's like for you, the kinds of people that you have met in doing this work for the last 10 years. It's got to be pretty...
it's eye-opening just to see what goes on around the whole city, because if I just stayed in Northside, if I want to become what this is now, and it's just crazy to see.
It's been said that our diversity is one of our greatest assets. You find it, for the most part, you find it that people are easy to be around, easy to work with. Your customers generally are good people.
I've had people help push me up hills before, actually.
Yeah.
Like on Rise, they've gone out and helped push me up hills. So that's kind of crazy, too. But yeah, you talk about goodwill and good heart. Like
that would be me. If you put me in one of your pedicabs and we're going up College Avenue, brother, I'm telling you, I can't do that. I got to help you out. So you can expect that. I wonder if for anybody in business now, and I mean, I know a lot of business people like you do. There's got to be for you a kind of simplicity about what you do. You know, that it's not all sized up in spreadsheets and balance sheets.
I'm not a numbers guy. So
and P&Ls.
It's
about doing the work, isn't it?
Right, yeah. People love, like, hey, Excel. I'm like, nah, just it's in my head a lot. So I got to figure out how to get it from there onto the actual paperwork. But I've found success in just being at events, networking with people, making connections over the years, and utilizing all of those things to make it happen at this point.
I think one of the most powerful aspects of your personality, in my view, and I've seen you in action plenty of times, you're unabashed in your willingness to talk to other people. And folks, I'll say this about Mike Goldstein. You're never going to feel as though he doesn't know you, even if he's just met you for the first time. This is a guy who knows how to connect with people. And I want to think that that's probably a big part of your success, in given the nature of the work.
Like, for the last time I saw you was at that event at the Champions Club with you, Adrian, and Aaron. And so I had you hop in my driver's bike, and then we raced with the pillow folks to the car. Right. So that was about 2 years ago, if I recall correctly.
That is about right, yes. Yeah. That is true. And folks, this is what I'm talking about. It's the Tallahassee business that often goes unnoticed, but it's really the heart of what makes this community tick. And Mike Goldstein is a big part of it. Thank you, Mike, for being our guest today.
Of course.
Folks, that's what I have for you at the moment. You stay with me. We've got more coming up after the top of the hour. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks.
Every day, Sellers makes life a little better for homeowners, helping them find the best design ideas for their homes with the best quality tile, carpet, and hardwood flooring. Even mosaics and ceramic and vinyl solutions are right there at their fingertips. Professional designers and seasoned advisors are ready with expert guidance to be certain they find the best solutions for their home. And best of all, Sellers works hard to bring the lowest prices and the highest quality products all in one location. That saves homeowners time and money. Maybe it's time for you to find the Sellers advantage for your home or your office. See for yourself this week at Sellers' spacious showroom, conveniently located on Capitol Circle Northeast, just north of Mahan Drive. Or find them online at sellerstile.com. Style, quality, and design at Sellers in Tallahassee. 656-8453.
Hi, I'm Tom Flanagan. You're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back to the second hour of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat Radio here in our fair city. Moose Magnificat, as you know well by now, is the station, Tallahassee's radio to the world, that brings you all local musicians all the time playing their original music. So we have dubbed this the Sound of Tallahassee, and you have local producers, people like Scott Bell and, the list goes on. Danny Bedrosian. Danny does a show on Moose as well, but he's a great music producer, songwriter himself. Dave Murphy, yeah. We've had such great opportunities with people like that. There's a long list, and I'm leaving a lot of them out for the sake of time, but David Prichard, who was on their show, he goes by David Williamson, but if you are familiar with David, a lot of the music on Moose comes directly from his studio. He's a fantastic artist himself. So, you know, we are happy to be able to bring you what we believe to be the best that Tallahassee has to offer all of us and all of the world. In as much as Moose is online, moosemagnificat.com, easy to go there, and I encourage you to download the app for your phone. If you go to moosemagnificat.com/listen, yeah, there's a player, audio player right there on that page, but you can download the app, and now you're mobile, man. You're good to go. There are also opportunities for you in other ways. If you already have TuneIn on your phone or Radio Garden, Alexa is available to you, all kinds of. In fact, I was enjoying Alexa. I have a TV now that does Alexa Smart, right? So I asked Alexa on my television to play Moose Magnificat for me, which she did rather nicely. So I'm listening to Moose coming through my system there at the house. Kind of special. Yeah. A lot of great music, including our guest for the second hour of today's broadcast, the new 76ers. I guess they're still new, right, Carl? I mean, even though they've been around for a while, they're technically speaking, they're a bit older. But I don't think their newness has yet rubbed off, right? Isn't that right? So Carl is looking at me like, please, can we just move on? Yeah, I get that a lot from Carl. I'm not... Okay, well, so new 76ers, they are, in fact, one of the finest groups that you're going to come across in our community. Now, I won't say that they're exclusive, but they are certainly, you know, in my view, they're among the top. And just great folks. And this was such a fun conversation. We thought we'd bring this back to you, knowing that we are celebrating our 10th anniversary by bringing to you shows from our history. And, you know, you can do that, too, if you care to. Go to TallahasseeTalks.com, and you click on the archive link. I believe it's under the Our Show menu. If you go to Our Show and then go down there and you see Archive, well, you can pick out whatever you want. Or if you have something in mind, just plug that into your search there on the site, and it'll bring it up. You want to listen to Mickey Andrews from way back when, or Tamaron Waters, or Skip Foster from the newspaper? Man, we've got it all in there. Drew Tillman, musicians galore, Jerry Thigpen. It's all good stuff. And let me say, Tallahassee, thank you for making our show successful in these now 10 years. By all counts, I mean, we've got people that subscribe by way of podcast. They're listening online at Moose. They're listening on broadcast, terrestrial broadcast over there at 93.3, thanks to John and his fine people. Greg Tisch and Matty Rowe, you guys are the bomb. I know I'm old school on some of my phrasing here, but it's okay, right? Because I'm an old guy, so. I just think that you guys do a great job with limited talent. You know, you're doing the best you can, but then look who's talking. So you kind of take what you have in hand and you run with it, which plugs into my my mini theme of the day, which is really about, you know, small business, local business, conceptualizing an idea, bringing it to fruition, and then comes the fun part, working it every day. You know, and somehow maintaining your own life so that in fact, you own the business does not own you, right? We're hoping that's the case for all of us, but it's hard to tell. You know, I can tell you that my dad was in the hospitality business. It's referred to, generally speaking, restaurant, hotel, private club stuff. And he was insistent when I was back in high school and college days, and I was talking about, man, you know, I like to go in their restaurant business. He'd just get tears in his eyes, man, because there were so many nights that he would just stay at his place of business. You know, he got a cot there in the back room or whatever. It's that way, and it's that way for a lot of local business owners when they are trying their very best to figure out a way to make it work. And then comes along a year where you're being penalized just for being in business. You get shut down and, you know, no fault of your own. And then you got to figure out how to recover from that. Some of them haven't. And you drive around town right now and you find out there's a lot of those places, you know that, you know, that have just simply closed their doors. Of course, a lot of restaurant business had to go away. Just couldn't make it work. I know. I mean, when you've already got one hand tied behind you and you're fighting a good fight, and then comes along somebody delivers that knockout punch, it's rough, brother. Well, we're still here, and we're glad for it, and it's our determination to continue to bring you this here broadcast. As long as you have the ears to listen, we've got the conversations, and this one coming up with the new 76ers, I think that'll put a smile on your face. They're good people. I do have one announcement for you here. It is today, October the 16th, going on from 8 o'clock this morning all the way till 2 p.m. this afternoon, the city's Community Beautification and Waste Management Facility, Cash for Trash, it's called. So clean out all the clutter and bring it on over there to the facility over there at 2727 Municipal Way. their waste management facility near Messer Field. Cash for Trash, traditionally held each year, third Saturday in April and October. It gives all city residential utility customers the opportunity to properly dispose of household trash items that are just too large to fit in their garbage containers there at the house. And it includes hazardous waste. So there you go. And now here's the kicker. If you're a city residential utility customer with an active garbage service account, you're going to get a $5 credit just for doing this. You take your stuff over there, they're going to give you a $5 credit on your utility bill. Hey, I'll take $5. Now, to receive the credit, customers must present a city utility bill before they unload all the materials. So don't just bring your dump truck up there and dump and run. No, you got to show your utility bill. Make sure you get your $5 for that. Customers can make multiple trips. However, only one credit per utility bill will be issued. That all happens today until 2 p.m. It's out there at 2727 Municipal Way near Messer Field. Tallahassee's clutter rid situation there. Cash for Trash, it's called. You stay with me, folks. New 76ers are next.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic. You know, something clever. But that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Supersigns does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs, too. So for your business or your birthday party, Supersigns is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Supersigns is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We're here with this lovely trio. I say lovely because at least two of those folks that we know as the new 76ers are in fact very lovely. Brian Durham and Danny Goddard. Kelly is not just lovely, she's fantabulous. She is the crown jewel of this otherwise rather boring group of people who brings to... How about that for an intro? The new 76ers have won the hearts of many people across the region, but it gives us a chance to get to know him a little bit. Brian Durham, you have for your career as a musician under your belt a number of talents. You're not just the bass player, because I happen to know that you are multi-instrumental in your approach. Tell us about your musical background.
Oh man.
Or just tell us whatever you want to tell us. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Just talk about what you want.
Okay, so I guess for historical purposes, I did a lot of singing. I focused a lot on a lot of like oldies, you know, 60s and 70s, a lot of Motown. That interests me.
Boys to Men.
Really? And doo-wop, that whole thing?
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Boys to Men was more of when I was like elementary on.
Best soul voice in the South.
But growing up, I definitely listened to a lot of like, a lot of oldies, which happened to do with a lot of Motown hits.
Yeah.
As far as instruments go, I started on guitar. And from that point on, my dad played a lot of bluegrass. He listened to Gabby's Gold. He bought every single bluegrass instrument that you could ever imagine, which is a true statement.
Look at that.
So in my closet, when I was...
But I couldn't play them.
Love you, Bill.
Love you, Bill. But he really focused on mandolin, and I just kind of like grabbed each of those instruments and kind of, you know, discovered and explored.
That's amazing.
And as I got older, I became just a little bit more exploratory with my instrumentation. I play by ear, so a lot of the stuff that I pick up, I just play by ear. So that's whatever, I make the noise with my ear.
So your sister Kelly here is the other third of this trio. You guys did music together when you were growing up? Much?
Well, he talked about oldies music and our parents. It was kind of like a famous thing to do on Saturday nights to like move all the furniture back, you know, against the wall, and we'd have like a dance party. So we listened to a lot of oldies. It was when Studebakers was open back in the 80s, and they would broadcast live from Studebakers on Saturday nights.
So the discovery came pretty quickly for you folks in life, where you knew, we got something going on.
Yeah.
Then you get hooked up with this guy, Danny Goddard. How did that all happen? I mean, you had a perfectly good thing going, and then Danny jumps in there.
Well, actually, when we met Danny, Brian and I weren't playing professionally. We were going to the warehouse for open mic nights.
Kelly was.
I was. Brian was still in high school, I think.
Yeah, okay.
But and then that's how Danny and I met, was up there, and he was actually playing in a rock and roll band at the time, and I became a Backstage Betty.
Which I'm not sure what that means.
I had the official lanyard and everything.
Wow.
So kind of when Danny and I started dating, I was at that time playing in a bluegrass band called Blue Moon. And our website was, and our first record was called Just Barely Bluegrass.
Oh, cool.
Because we did just barely play bluegrass. But we would play up at Posey's, and Danny started sitting in with us and on guitar and Mando. And then we didn't have a bass player. And eventually.
Yeah, we did. Carrie Hamby.
Carrie Hamby actually did play bass for a very short period of time.
Great bass player.
Well, look, you know, we've got plenty of time here to get to know you folks, and so I don't want to rush through this. We do have to take a quick break. We're going to learn about our good buddy Danny Goddard.
That's right.
So let's do this. Let's take a moment. We've got a song that you're going to do for us here. Folks, you're going to love this. The song is entitled Lillian. I want you to hear the song, and then we'll talk about it after the break.
Cool.
Let's listen.
As long as we had love, we had enough. dad, singing daddy's coming
Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We've got the new 76ers here in studio. And wow, if we get through the rest of this next half hour or two coming up, this rest of the show, it'll be a miracle because I have no idea where we're going with this. Mm-hmm. But we've already learned about Brian and Kelly. And then comes Danny. I do. Who then brings what? How did the new 76ers go from being a couple of people to a trio and then where you are now?
That's pretty simple. Hurricane Dennis wiped out Posies, which was our only real gig with Blue Moon. Brian was at that point in the band as our bass player. Mm. And kind of the other two guys, our buddy John worked for the state, a lot of session. And we just kind of... It just kind of morphed, and it became a lot easier to just the three of us, which Kelly and I were at that point living together, married with a child, and Brian was there, you know, right around the corner. It just became easy for us to just become
Very
a three-piece.
Cool.
And
Very cool.
At that time, we started, you know, playing more closer to our style, you know, less bluegrass, more we kind of do, I guess, folk music. So
were you the new 76ers then, or how did that come about?
No, we became that, you know, like most bands, right before a gig, you know, and we needed a name to put on the poster. And so
works for me.
We basically, yep. That became the name of our band, and we just kept it going, and then we haven't changed it.
And the origin of the name is what?
It's the highly contested, and we don't talk about that.
We each have a version. It's elusive.
Because it's been so long ago, it's kind of like why your parents split up and talking to them at different reunions.
Okay, so back away slowly is what you're telling me. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't want to approach
Brian's
this.
Wrong.
I understand, too, that you guys cannot have rehearsals
wrong.
Because you fight
we do
like
not
crazy.
Have rehearsals.
I understand.
That's correct.
I understand.
People think we're joking when we say
no,
that.
No, I don't.
We just don't do it.
I really don't. I get it because I'm that way with my own family.
Yes.
We do a lot of great things together. Just don't try to plan anything.
Yeah.
Because the planning always falls apart.
We talked to Carl when he was doing sound, when he was setting us up today.
Right.
We have a new song.
Yeah.
And when we're on a mic, we sit there and we rehearse the new song. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
that's our rehearsal, I guess. But it just happens when we get a minute and we're doing something else.
So before the break, we listened to Lillian. Mm-hmm. Kelly, this is a neat story in your life because it has to do with your great-grandmother, your grandmother?
My grandparents, actually.
Nani?
Nani, yep. Nani, she was my dad's mom. And she was born in 1912. And We think she met Braxton, my grandfather, around 1920s and got married. But this song is really about me imagining how they met and then kind of how, you know, the evolution of their life together.
And it's cool because it is a waltz. And I know that a lot of times it's difficult, especially for people who enjoy dancing the waltz, to find a band that's going to play a waltz. It's really a lovely song.
It's funny because watching people, like, just the evolution of the song as we started playing it and then watching people dance to it.
It's very cool.
It's such a, it's a timeless dance, and it's just really beautiful and simple, and it just warms me inside, you know, to watch people enjoying it.
I watched you guys the night of the Southern Music Rising Festival out there at Monticello Opera House, and I had not met you prior to that. I'd heard your music, but watching you together on stage was a real treat. And I know you had another couple of players with you that were spotting, you know, they were coming in and such. And but the you talk about how it's tough to rehearse, but man, I want to tell you, you guys come together and it's palpable. I mean, the not only is there's this blend, there's clearly this level of respect and trust among the three of you that I don't know how to describe it other than to say it's like watching something acrobatic because it's that carefully created and timed, and you really have each other's back.
It
comes to me too, the song Lillian, is that where a lot of the music comes from, your own personal stories and history and family and that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Maybe, Brian, you can speak to that.
I would. I mean, I think being the most novice of songwriters for this band, that I think a lot of us, we get a lot from our history, but then also from, like, new ideas and from the muse and whatever, like, happens, you know, during that certain time.
Well, I know you've got another one for us. What's the title of this song?
This next tune is called Rosalie.
Rosalie.
It's a duet that Kelly and I do together. It's a newer song.
All right. Let's listen. Rosalie, the new 76ers.
Out in this moment for the thing most I am wanting, just a minute to touch you, and I won't let you down.
If you wonder, I'm waiting. Hear a truth, I will always love you. You can neither receive either. I won't let you down,
and I won't. Can this be all for me? Do you love me, Rosalie? Picture framed and it's love. Give me something to hold to, and I won't let you down.
Be with me in this fever. Hear a truth, you make me love more. As not and no other. I won't let you down,
and I won't let you down. Can you down.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out, her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
We're back. We're with the new 76ers who generously have agreed to stay with us, and I'm not going to take any time away from this fantastic music. We got two songs for us here. The first one is called Gone, so we're going to listen to that, and then you're going to hear Seen It All Go Down. Ladies and gentlemen, the new 76ers.
You'd give in all that state could take, never worrying about which heart it may break. You see more clearly now since you've been born, never worrying about the rain that is gone.
It is gone, gone.
Last will is just as bad as a fragile mind. Some hearts do explode without the courtesy of time. And I sure do love you more than you'll ever know. But just like rain, I'm gonna have to up and go. meet you at the guy. I knew things would change, maybe rearrange. Things might not have worked out so strange. Hey, it comes around. Well, I held you in my hand. You see, the hardest thing did to me. Seems like it was meant to be, but you shut it down. But I seen it all go down. Seen it all go down before. But I seen it all go down. Seen it all go down before. Will you look around and dream about those things you just can't live without? Inside you just make a shout, hey, we must get out. If you ask my hand, I'd give it, man, and lead us from this strange place. It's a creepy place, who put us here? It's hard to trace. But I seen it all go down. Seen it all go down before. But I seen it all go down. Seen it all go down before. True, believe I lost a piece of you. You took all of these things and I never knew. If you ask my hand, I'd give it, man, and lead us from this strange. It's a creepy place, who put us here? It's hard to trace. But I've seen it all go down. Seen it all go down before. But I've seen it all go down. Seen it all go down before. But I've seen it all go down. Seen it all go down before. Seen it all go down. Seen it all go down before.
So that's what I've got for you today, my friends. Mike Goldstein, New 76ers. What a great show. Thanks for being a part of it. We are the production of Spatterwork Media and Entertainment, coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat Online Radio. Find them at moosemagnificat.com, Tallahassee's radio to the world, playing all local musicians, their original music all the time. That is Moose Magnificat. Carl Cerny is our executive producer. I'll be looking for you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Every day, Sellers makes life a little better for homeowners, helping them find the best design ideas for their homes, with the best quality tile, carpet, and hardwood flooring. Even mosaics and ceramic and vinyl solutions are right there at their fingertips. Professional designers and seasoned advisors are ready with expert guidance to be certain they find the best solutions for their home. And best of all, Sellers works hard to bring the lowest prices and the highest quality products all in one location. That saves homeowners time and money. Maybe it's time for you to find the Sellers advantage for your home or your office. See for yourself this week at Sellers' spacious showroom, conveniently located on Capitol Circle Northeast, just north of Mahan Drive. Or find them online at sellerstile.com. Style, quality, and design at Sellers in Tallahassee. 656-8453.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Supersigns does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Supersigns is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Supersigns is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
Widden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Widden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Widden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.